In a landmark verdict, the European Court of Human Rights has ruled that the Czech Republic violated the rights of Roma children by placing them in so-called special schools for children with learning difficulties. The state has been ordered to pay the 18 families who took the case €4,000 each in compensation. Meanwhile, Roma rights campaigners are now calling for the Czech Republic to adopt positive measures to address the segregation that they say still exists despite changes to the law. Ian Willoughby reports.
No, ztratil to, že v té zvláštní škole jako je pomalejší učivo. Lehčí.
Marcela Mikova is a Romani woman from Ostrava in North Moravia. In 1996, her son Julius was 11 when he was put into a remedial elementary school. The Czech term is special school. Marcela and 17 other families are now celebrating the court ruling in Strasbourg. But she's still angry about how her child was treated. He could have gone further, she says. He could have gone to university. Who knows what he could have achieved.
In Ostrava, the statistics showed that a Romani child was 27 times more likely to end up in a special school than a non-Roma child. Across Europe, generally, the average is 15 times more likely.
Geraldine Scullion is legal director of the European Roma Rights Centre. After Czech courts rejected the 18 families' appeals for compensation in the late 1990s, her organisation helped them take the matter to the European Court of Human Rights. It found their rights had been violated.
They said in practice what is happening is that you're not remedying at all the needs, or you're not addressing at all the needs of these children. In fact, what you're doing is compounding their difficulties in terms of their social exclusion, their failure to find a job in later life, their access to further education, and perpetuating cycles of poverty and social exclusion, which is to the detriment of the whole of Czech society.
Special schools as such no longer exist in the Czech Republic, having been abolished 2 years ago. However, says Indian-born Roma rights activist Kumar Vishwanathan, segregation has not gone away.
In Ostrava, if you stand by the roadside in Ostrava and you've watched the kids taking the 7:30 morning buses to school, you find a certain buses full of Roma kids going one way, and that is to the former special schools. The old special schools, segregating special schools, still continue to remain, although they have been repainted and the signs changed.
If that is the case, how should the Czech state tackle the problem of discrimination in the education system? Jim Goldston is executive director of the Open Society Justice Initiative and has been closely involved in this groundbreaking case.
The government must, one, end the disproportionate assignment of Roma children to certain kinds of schools. Two, it must begin to track and monitor what are the numbers of Roma and non-Roma so that it can comply with its obligation to ensure that it's not disproportionately assigning Roma to certain schools. Three, it's got to deal with the issue of consent because the present practice of parental consent was clearly shown to be inadequate by the court. And fourth, it has to review the tests and the manner in which that they are interpreted because the court again suggested that they are clearly problematic.
The Strasbourg verdict is important in that it liberalises the rules of proving discrimination, at least in theory, opening the way for similar legal actions. It's entirely possible that we haven't heard the last of this issue.
Ian Willoughby ending that report on the landmark ruling at the European Court of Human Rights. Now it's